watching you just sounds like a horror film.
Oh, so, yeah, really scary. Like, he's going to come down on you pretty hard.
Christmas 2015. Santa's watching you while you sleep. Santa's Revenge.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Can't wait. Go. The holidays are upon us.
Yes, they are all up on us. And we want to let you guys know how you can survive the holidays with our fifth holiday survival guide. How to survive. So first of all,
because we're with you, people.
Yeah, we're with you. We survive the holidays every year, and you know, booze helps.
It totally helps.
Quite a lot. Just as the shopping season has already started, the boozing season has already started. And I'm actually starting off my boozing season by cleansing so that I'm ready to receive as much alcohol as possible.
You're priming your body to soak it all in.
Yeah. Plus, you take a break when you go back, it's even better. But one of the things that happens when you booze a little too much is a hangover.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got here some hangover cures from around the world.
From around the world.
Yeah. All right. So it says drinking too much during the holidays or any time is never a good idea. I dispute, but okay.
I disagree.
Beyond the physical toll that alcohol can have on the body, there's always a chance of doing or saying something you'll regret later. Yeah. Yes, there is.
The filter comes off.
Yeah, and I don't really need to be drunk to embarrass myself and say things that I shouldn't. So as with hiccups, everyone around the world has a different hangover cure. Throughout histories, cultures...
Don't bring hiccups into this.
Yes. Throughout history, whole cultures have come up with strange and creative hangover remedies. Now, this doesn't say what time period these are from, but it just tells you the country. Ancient Greece. In ancient Greece, you could cure a hangover with the consumption of sheep lungs and owl's eggs.
That's nice. That's really great. I'm sure it induces vomiting and then it's all out of your system.
In ancient Rome, you were prescribed 2 fried canaries.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Not good for the canaries.
No.
That seems like a very small meal.
Yeah, but they're fried. But delicious.
In medieval England, so these tell you the time period, but the other ones I'm guessing are for now. Medieval England, a paste of bitter almonds and fried eels.
Yeah.
I think it's to induce vomiting.
I think so.
In Germany, just straight up a sour herring.
Ew.
I know, these are things that I don't want at all. In Haiti, I like this one because everyone else has got a weird thing that you should eat. In Haiti, they're like, just stick 13 pins into the cork of the bottle that you drank from.
I like that.
Probably works just as well as all the other ones. Right. And you don't have to eat anything.
It's like the voodoo.
Yes.
Doing voodoo on the cork.
In Ireland, they say you should bury the hangover sufferer up to his neck in a sandy riverbank. That sounds like a threat.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But why would you want to be buried up to your neck in the sand? When you're hungover.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good. In Japan, they recommend pickled plums. In Mongolia, pickled sheep's eyes, pickled in tomato juice. So don't get the ones pickled in brine.
No.
In Poland, pickled beet juice.
All right.
So the salty thing I get, because I usually, when I'm hungover, I want hot fries and an omelet. Okay. And by hot fries, I mean the Andy Cap ones that you get.
Oh, those.
Those are disgusting. I think they're just made out of nuclear waste.
I want a bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah, you want something that's...
I want it all the time.
Salty.
Anyway,
so yeah. Doesn't matter.
Hungover or not.
A bacon and egg. In Puerto Rico, they say lemon slices, and you rub those under the armpits before drinking.
Oh.
Probably just not a bad thing anyway for freshness, but I don't know how that's going to help you. And what are they drinking?
I'll try that the next time.
In Romania, before you go out.
Before I go. Some lemons.
In Romania, tripe.
Ew.
And in the United States...
Remind me not to drink in Romania.
In the United States, in the Old West, rabbit poop.
No, come on.
What is...
What, smell it? Eat it?
Just poop.
Just...
I have no idea. I have no idea whatsoever. So those are some crazy hangover cures. There is no cure for a hangover. Time.
It's just time and water.
Oh, no. Actually, in Las Vegas, they have a hangover truck that will come and give you an IV of liquids.
Yeah, of IV, like of B12 and things
liquids
like that.
Liquids and vitamins. Because, liquids and vitamins can help you. But if you're hungover, you know what? You just have to deal with it. That's when you lay on the couch and watch, like... Whatever, is on all day.
Right, and have a hamburger.
And have a hamburger or two.
Yeah.
or Andy Capp's hot fries.
Right.
All right, so what do you have?
I have here 10 mistakes parents make during the holidays. So this can help you survive if you follow these.
If you're a parent.
If you're a parent and you make these, don't make these mistakes. Don't make these mistakes. It's going to be easier.
Your holiday. And it'll still be crazy.
Right.
But just not this part will be crazy.
Okay, so first of all, stop saying to your kids, Santa's watching you.
That's creepy.
It's creepy.
Does it say that it's creepy? It should. It creeps kids out.
It's, you know, it's leverage for good behavior. Santa's watching you. Santa's watching you. There's nothing wrong to use reinforcers to motivate children to behave well, but I recommend setting clear expectations for good behavior, such as following direction, being respectful, and being kind to siblings.
I say Santa's watching you when you sleep.
Yeah.
That's my, because when we were kids, we were told that Jesus was watching us. Angels were watching us.
Watching
our
it's
dead grandparents were watching us. And now this guy's watching me too?
Right.
Forget it.
Right.
I don't have a chance.
And they say, instead of saying, using Santa as a threat, say, Santa's going to be so happy that you cleaned your room.
Hey, that's nice.
That's a nice
I prefer that even in this reenactment. Santa's watching you just sounds like horror film.
Really scary. Like he's going to come down on you pretty hard.
Christmas 2015. Santa's watching you while you sleep. Santa's revenge.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, then it says here, you insist that Santa is real even after your kids' friends have outed him as a myth.
So nowadays, so you have nieces and nephews.
Yes.
Are they? When did they stop believing in Santa Claus?
I think that they all still believe. I think the eldest is pretty much knows, but is still going along with it because it's fun.
Okay. She's caught up in the drama.
Yeah.
She's willing to let it fly.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember, I don't ever think I thought Santa Claus was real because we didn't have a chimney
mm-hmm.
and because we live so far in the country. And I was like, this just doesn't really make any sense with our culture. Like, this doesn't jibe with the way. But I'm starting to think, I think kids believed until at least like third or fourth grade.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's like between the ages of 8 and 9 is, mm-hmm. I mean, 6 and 9 is when they start to question it. And they're like, ah.
Because that's the age when you start to question like your church as well.
Right.
You're like, a lot of things aren't seeming right.
Because you're beginning to develop your skills.
Yeah.
Logic. Yeah. Skills and logic.
Skills and logic. Mad skills. That's skills with a Z. People.
Mad logic skills are coming up. So instead of insisting that he's real,
and he's watching.
Let your child know that a lot of people have different beliefs about Santa and ask him what he thinks. If your child has younger siblings or cousins, you can help him feel special by enlisting him to help carry on the tradition with the little ones.
No, because the older kids are always like, man, there's no Santa Claus. You guys are chumps when you were a little kid. And you're always like, there is a Santa Claus.
Yeah, and you're like, no. Because you want to be the one to give it to them straight.
You want to be the one to bust down their dreams first because you're a sibling.
One of the things was, like, I was realizing there was no Santa when I was little because other kids got great presents and they were assholes.
That was your reasoning? I'm much less of an asshole than Timmy.
Yeah.
And all I got was this CD. No, it was a CD. Cassette tape.
He got a moped.
And he's a right dick.
Yeah.
I think I saw my parents. Well, I knew my mom shopped and bought stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think my mother even tried to create any kind of magical wonderland for me around that ship when I was growing up. Yeah, I don't think that was a part of her plan as a mom, or she just dropped the ball on it.
Okay.
So I was just kind of like just telling her, you know, I've marked these things in the Sears catalog and the Montgomery Ward catalog to see what you can do.
Yeah.
See what works for you.
Yeah.
And your budget this year. Yeah, sure. Tell Santa too. Fine.
You're fine. Yeah. Get Santa on that, please.
Plus, I didn't like going to the sitting on Santa Claus's lap because he was just like some big old fat white dude.
Oh, I always knew that wasn't the real Santa and I'm not sitting on
him. But I was always creeped up by this guy. I'm like, that guy looks like a lot like the racist farmer down the street.
Yeah, he looked angry all the time.
Yes.
I'm not climbing up there.
I don't know you.
Or can I just stand there and tell him?
Yeah.
Like a normal person?
Kids don't sit on laps anymore like they used to. I'll put it that way. In the 80s, the late 70s and 80s, it was kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when Oprah came, you know, about and was like, everyone started getting into the whole child molestation thing.
Yes.
On her show, not
on her
because
show.
Of Oprah.
It wasn't a scene.
Okay, another one. Gift giving gone crazy. The goof up is that you brought your kids lavish presents maxing out your plastic.
Mm-hmm. But that's on you, B.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay. Have disappointed kids who think you're a cheapskate.
Yeah. It's highly likely that your children, no matter what their age, will latch on to the inexpensive presents after that you stuffed in their stockings rather than the costly ones you'd be paying for.
It's like that when you're a kid. It's the opposite when you're a kid. I thought as a child, I was only like, oh, the box is awesome.
Yeah, right. You're playing in the box. You're making it into a spaceship.
Yeah, I'm going to make this into like a, you know, a mystery van.
Yeah.
And then the gift is just like over there smelling like toxic plastic. But as you get older, I've realized I gravitate towards the most expensive thing in any store situation.
Right.
So.
Because, the child is learning and getting smarter and they know what's what.
Yeah.
And so. You should manage your child's expectations and say, keep them low.
We're broke.
Big ticket item.
Yeah.
It's all about giving, not
one
receiving.
Big ticket item.
That's it. Quality time. And the goof up is that you occupy yourself with so much of the trappings of Christmas, getting the tree, shopping, sending out cards, you forget to spend time with your child.
Mm-hmm. The trapping is why we are into it, people. If it were just about spending time with your family, I doubt the holiday would be a big deal.
Even there, yeah.
The shopping aspect is really what, as Americans, brings us together.
Yeah, but they're saying now here, fix it by taking time for traditions such as baking cookies and reading holiday books and putting the lights up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate putting lights up.
I hate reading holiday books. And I'll buy my cookies.
Yeah, right. So forget that.
Here's the thing. I'm the kind of person, I have all the stuff for making cookies. If they get made, so much the better. Mm-hmm. I like to buy the cookie cutters and all the stuff that goes with it. And once every 3 years, I'll do the cookies.
Yeah.
It's just in case.
Yeah.
just in case. Have the dusting sugar and the stuff. Just in case.
Just ready.
I feel like it. But really, there's a bakery down the block because this is New York.
So much better.
Yes, who's a professional, and they need to eat.
Right. And so it's faster. It's done.
Good day.
I tried to bake cookies one year with a roommate, and for half an hour it was fun, and then I'm like, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, we're like, we're still doing this. Now I feel like I'm in a factory.
Yeah.
Is my shift over?
I can't stand it. And all around, step outside. There's all cute little shops with all kinds of cookies.
Plenty. I get my cookies from Elaney's in the city. They'll make any kind of cookie you want. If I was like, I want a Hey You Know It cookie, they would make it.
Oh.
And better than we could ever do.
Probably. Of course.
Yeah, they're professionals. We wouldn't ask them for a podcast.
Right.
Okay, what else is on there?
Don't give a child a puppy for Christmas or some kind of animal.
I got one That's one BS. Year from my godmother. My mom was, I could hear my mom muttering under her breath like, she was so angry. Because you can't give that gift back.
Oh, you can't.
Once a kid has a puppy, it's like, who's going to be the asshole that takes the puppy away?
Right. Another thing is, in anticipation of a big family gathering, you've badmouthed another member of your family while your kids were listening.
I mean, welcome to America. I don't know.
You shouldn't. No, but as an adult, you shouldn't start like coloring your kids' perception of other family members.
But I think that it's very difficult to do. One, kids hear everything. Two, people say everything and forget that kids are around. Yeah, you can hide from your kids that someone's an asshole until they get to that age where they start to
of reason. But as an adult, you shouldn't be like slamming people in front of your kids.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Theoretically.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you want them to agree with you.
Right.
Phil is bad.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Well.
Don't listen to anything he says.
It says make an effort to be respectful to others in front of your children. You will model respect and tolerance and show ways to calm rather than fueling the fires of family conflict.
At the holidays?
Yeah, good luck.
At the holidays, as a kid, that's, you get to see how everybody really feels about everybody because you're small and they're drunk.
Yeah.
And stuff comes out. And if you're quiet, you're allowed to listen to it all.
Yeah.
But you remember as a kid, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Just keep it small. We could be here the whole time and hear everything.
I used to love getting the dirt.
We'll find out who Patricia's real dad is.
Right. Just if you, play quietly at the foot of the table.
Yes.
Well, the parents will kind of forget that you're there. And if you act like you're engrossed in whatever you're doing, they're like, oh, she's not listening.
And they'll even say, oh, she's not paying attention. You're like, the hell I'm not.
Right. And then they have, they're drinking white wine and they're just like, look. Can you
believe
it?
A fool is the loud kid who can't eavesdrop.
Right. Don't schlep your kids to every single holiday event.
Please don't. Don't bring them to my house.
Yeah. You promise three relatives that you'll be at their house for holiday dinner, and then you're schlepping your kids all over the place. Just pick one.
Yeah.
And just be like, we'll take turns.
Oh, use the kids as an excuse.
Yeah. you know, keeping up appearances. You expect too much of your children, such as sitting through a two-hour family dinner at in their stiff holiday clothes. Stiff holiday clothes?
Yeah, really?
Bow tie that's been starched. It's going to poke an eye out.
I'm just imagining it like still has the cardboard and the sock. Just the feet are just pointing straight down. You just have these stiff kids who are like, ugh.
Or you expect them to hug and kiss Aunt Daisy when they can't remember who she is.
Here's my question. I'm now, we're getting a little older now. I don't care if kids are dressed casually or not.
Yeah.
I've never had an over, maybe when I'm 60, I'll have this overwhelming desire to see children very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Dressed, like, I want the girl to dress like it's 1950.
Yeah.
And I want the boy to look like he's about to do a corporate merger. Yes. Like, that's what I want when my grandkids come over. I want them to be really fucking out of date and uncomfortable.
I want them like that all the time.
Yes, whenever I see them. I need to see a part on the side.
Right.
Hair slicked down.
And a bow.
And a bow.
It's like staple to the scalp.
Who was into that? Like, it just seems unrealistic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, whatever happened to Baby Jane? You know? Right. Like, it goes too far.
It's just, you know, let the kids be kids, insist they're polite, but don't ask them to act like mini adults when they're kids.
Yeah, and that's how they are.
Yeah. Because some kids are mature.
Yeah, some kids are very mature, and others act like lunatics. Some adults at the same time are very mature, and others not so much.
Don't look visibly upset about a present someone gives you.
We've talked about this before. Very hard to do. Do you have that split second with the reality of, oh my God, I can't believe my aunt gave me a vibrator clock. Burst into, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
Because you really did want it.
Yeah. Because you know I'm frigid and I can't wake up on time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't think, I'm not very good at being, at hiding my emotions under situations like that. Yeah. I think you should just beware what you give me. That's all.
Yeah.
Or let me open it later.
Right.
Or
just
people.
Say, yeah, go open it.
Open it at home.
Yeah.
Let me just turn my back for a second and so I can do some mask work before I have to turn right around.
Yeah.
Right. For this horrible gift.
Yeah. Don't forget to teach your kids the value of giving than receiving.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on that one.
Right.
It's hard though. As you get older, it's like because you have money. And you have friends that you want to give things to.
Yeah, right.
But when you're younger, you're generally giving things to her. Like, and you're giving it to, like, your uncle. And you're like, here, my mom bought this.
Yes.
Right. This is real fun. I don't even know what this is.
But it's also saying, you know, remind them that, you know, there's other people, like, giving things to other people. Like, giving your clothing to a homeless shelter, that kind of stuff. Donating their toys to the less fortunate, whatever.
I wish we had that when I was
whatever.
To the poor. I wish we had that when I was growing up because my mom is a pack rat. And I would have loved the excuse to be like, the poor really need this.
Yeah.
The poor need a Pepsi sweater. Look at them out there with their non-logo pullovers. So I have a thing here of Secret Santa. Do you play Secret Santa?
I have done it in so many different varieties.
Okay. So I went to Wikipedia because I love...
Whatever, I just ran out of steam on that one.
I'm rescuing you, that's okay. So Secret Santa, it says here on Wikipedia, which I love, is a Western tradition in the West.
In the West.
In which members of a group or community are randomly assigned to a person to whom they anonymously give a gift. It sounds awful.
It does. It really is.
Often practiced in workplaces or amongst large families, participation is usually voluntary. Not if you're in an office. No, in an office nowadays, no religion that you're in, no group that you're in, you can't get out of because you know what? It's a holiday thing.
It's a holiday.
Yeah,
exchange,
you gotta do it.
Yeah.
It offers a way for many people to give and receive at a low cost.
Yeah.
Since the alternative,
I love receiving at a low cost.
Since the alternative tradition is to give a gift for each person.
Ew.
In this way, the Secret Santa tradition also encourages gift exchange groups whose members are not close enough to participate in the alternative tradition.
Oh, God.
So this is like for people you don't really care about that much.
Right.
So it's they give the derivation of the name, whatever. I didn't know that there were other kinds of Secret Santa. So the regular Secret Santa is we all put our names into a hat. We pick a name. We usually get like a $20 range.
There's a limit.
Like
there's a limit. 20 to 50 or whatever it is.
And then you give it, you know, before Christmas because it's like the last day of the office or whatever, before the holiday. But there's also something called, there's a variation called Thieving Santa.
Thieving Santa, yes.
You know this one?
I know this one too, yeah.
So in this version, participants, and it says players, bring one gift each which is potentially suitable or interesting to any of the other participants. The gift should be wrapped in such a way as to disguise the nature. I wrap everything in the shape of a wine bottle.
Right.
But it's not. Ideally, the provider of each gift should not be disclosed when setting up the game. Players take turns and can either open a new gift or steal a previously opened gift. This game is also known as the Yankee Swap.
Right. I wrap everything in the shape of a vibrator and see who goes for it.
Is that what a Yankee does? A Yankee waits to see what someone else has and then steals
tries
it.
Tries to steal. Yeah. Come on, it's a big white.
Yeah. It's a colonial thing.
And do you have something better? I want it. Yes. And I'm going to take it from you.
It's not do you have something. It's like, oh, I see you have something better. Yeah. I'm taking it. Secret Casino Santa. In this version, each person buys a gift for a specific amount, not for anyone specifically. Each person puts a specific amount of money into a pot. So each person puts in a gift and some money. And then who goes first in each gift selection can be determined by random. The options are you can A, choose a gift,
mm-hmm.
B, do not choose a gift and go for the money, C, put your name in to win all the unwanted gifts.
Oh.
And at the end, the gifts that are chosen are opened and the winner of the money is left over.
That sounds complicated.
It is. It's There's very
a lot of stuff. In all these games, all these swaps, it's all about bad feelings.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you put in your gift and you think it's pretty cool and nobody wants to steal it, you feel insulted.
Yeah. But I like that the casino one sounds fun because you can either get gift or money.
Yeah.
And then at the end, there's like a gambling to see to get all of the gifts. So I did a little...
Or I get mad because I'm like, you know what? I don't want this useless POS.
All right, so here are 7 golden rules that will help you be the best Secret Santa you could be. Number 1, stick to the price limit. Now, there's always an asshole who's like, you're like, this is really expensive. And everyone else's gift is like $10. So stick to the price group. If you're really good friends with someone, say like, we're in a Secret Santa, I get you something and then I can get you a gift on the side.
Yeah, right.
The private gift, right. 2,
the special gift.
Be a good observer. It's easier to shop for people you work closely with than for people you never see except at the Christmas party. Nevertheless, if you walk by their workspace or spend a few minutes talking to them and their colleagues, you might discover that they are sports fans, they love dogs, or they are coffee drinkers. First of all, if they're in an office, they drink coffee.
Right.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be anybody there.
But yeah, and it wouldn't be normal.
I think strolling by someone's desk, though, may give the wrong opinion. Because I could stroll by and be like, definitely a vibrator.
Why don't you just, you don't even have to go by anyone's desk. Just get him a vibrator.
Just get him a vibrator. Number 3. Avoid shopping at dollar stores.
Yeah, no kidding. Period. Oh, by the way, you should not buy anything consumable in a dollar store.
Who knows how long it's been there?
Right. Or it was made in another country with a different standard. So don't even use a toothpaste made from another.
Why would you use that? And it's like toothpaste, the E is missing.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
So it says, you don't want those cheap and careless. You don't want that to become the watchwords for your gift. You may find some great gifts at TJ Maxx or Target. Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's fine.
Number 4, avoid items that can be perceived as sexual. I think this is the vibrator.
Yeah, right.
Whether you're trying to make a joke or not, stay away from off-color books.
Oh, come on.
What off-color book is it? 50 Ways to Say the N-Word. Like, any intimate apparel.
Oh, okay. So no joy of sex.
No joy, yeah. No thongs, no nippleless or, you know, crotchless items.
Or edible panties
edible panties.
You buy in the dollar store.
Although I remember giving someone an edible G-string, and it was hilarious. It was the hit of the party.
Yeah.
This is the kind of places I work. Videos, so no...
No X-rated videos.
No story of O on video.
You should get a basket, like a gift basket, and put in a video, a vibrator, edible panties.
Yes.
Book, Joy of Sex, and then wrap it up.
Yeah.
And then see.
And then shrink wrap it.
Shrink wrap it.
Don't wrap it so that everyone can see what it is. And turn the vibrator on. So they have to rip it open to turn the thing off. All right. So don't give it, no books, intimate apparel, videos, or other gifts that the person can interpret as a come on. Even when you happen to have that kind of relationship with a coworker, yeah, that could be a great way to show everybody what you guys are up to. It's best to buy something less controversial. Be aware of cultural differences.
Oh, no.
Now, not everyone in your office will appreciate a porcelain collectible of a manger. Or a basket with meat and cheese for kosher people.
Right.
Or perfumed soaps or bath salts. That one I don't get that one.
I don't get
this
that.
This is maybe a group I'm not thinking about. Keep sensibility in mind. So no burkas. Is that inappropriate?
Or if you know... What you should do is you should give out whatever, if you're strongly religious, get gift baskets with your religious items and give them to people pointedly that are like Muslim or yes. Jewish.
Here's
like
a yarmulke.
Yeah.
For when you accompany us to the synagogue.
That's right.
Or, I find that, Christian people do. I have gotten gifts from Christians before that I'm like, hey, you know I'm going to hell, right? This Pope on a rope is great, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A rapper. Wrap your gift nicely. Or what about a funny religious gift? Like a fighting Jesus. Those puppets?
Oh, yeah, right. Give that be like a religious gift.
It's religious.
You're Catholic.
Pope on a rope. Pope soap on a rope. Wrap your gift nicely. A good presentation adds value to that dollar store gift. That's my words. And then don't fret over it. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Who would give someone an erotic video?
As a gift.
As a gift.
I think that's a great idea.
I know in England it's a thing to give
like a cheeky naughty gift,
which I think is awesome. Yeah. I like that they have that in their culture, and I'm kind of sad that we don't. Like, you can't joke anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Because you don't want to know the inner workings of someone else's sexuality. How can I say this? Like, I don't want the guy in the office, you know, from IT.
What's it going to be from IT?
Like saying, this is my idea of a naughty gift. Like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, but I feel like in England they have this tradition of like, it's just silly. Because like, we were watching some show and they were having like a rude vegetable contest that was being judged. So everyone had to bring in a vegetable that looked like a penis. We would not do that.
No. Oh, God, no.
And that was like the town tradition, like, you know, as a part of the fun town stuff weekend. And it was a fundraiser as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to like put in a couple of pounds or whatever. But like, we would never have rude vegetable.
No.
Here. Like, people are upset here when a cloud looks like a penis.
Yeah.
Like, people are up in arms.
Like,
about flowers.
Right.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Anyway, so what do you have?
I have here... from Ask Men.
Oh, Lord.
How to break up over the holidays.
Okay.
Now, this is
not neither the time nor the place, but proceed.
Okay.
With the breakup.
Okay, because this is the perspective of the author of this article says, you know, here's the deal, guys. It's never a good time to break up. So you might as well do it over the holidays.
The good time was yesterday.
Right.
What do you mean, so you might as well do it?
You know, there's the cliche is you never fire someone during Christmas, you never hire anybody during Christmas, and you never break someone's heart right before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This last one never made sense, this guy.
I never heard that one, but go ahead.
Actually, none of them really make sense when you think about it. If you want to fire someone during the holidays, great. So, you know, so they have a job, then they go, you know, they go to the job every day, and now they're about to get fired, but instead the boss waits until after Christmas, and now they get fired right after New Year's. What a great way to start off the new year.
Okay.
I'm just like, I don't like this logic.
Yeah.
There's never a great time of year to get fired. There's never a great time, but there's some worse times.
There's worse times to do it.
The holidays is
like
bad.
Around the holidays is not a very good time. I'm thinking you fire somebody like in August.
Yeah, exactly. Like not during the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because in the holidays, you can't get your job search started.
Right.
You know, anyway.
And it's depressing.
And it's depressing.
Super depressing during the holidays. And they say all the bills and all the gifts and parties and things, and now you're like...
Ugh. You fire somebody in the middle of the year, and it's like, well, now we know to scale back for Christmas, because daddy ain't got no money.
Exactly. Exactly. And he says, how many of you are sitting in a relationship right now that you're not happy about?
I'm lounging in it. I'm like... Chilling.
Sitting in a
laying back in the relationship.
And you're just going through the motions. You don't, you know that you don't love your woman anymore. You know you're not into her anymore. And you know she doesn't satisfy you or you don't satisfy her. But yet you don't want to break up with her during the holidays.
Okay.
God. So you're going to put on your game face when you go to your parents' house for Christmas. You're going to go to the Christmas parties together when you, and you're going to spend New Year's Eve together. And you're going to spend the entire holidays, but then what, break up with her after the first of the year?
Yeah. Look, I've been in a situation before, and let me tell you, I sat through that holiday.
You do. You go through the holidays.
And you just deal with it, and then you do something worse later to make up for how nice you were.
Right, right. You know what you do? You get really great presents.
Yeah, and you just don't want to embarrass anybody.
It's like the parting gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been
in it that long, you can make it through the holidays.
Yeah, break up with her after the first of the year, blah, blah, blah. You have a bad taste in your mouth. And then people would be like, oh, you seem so happy at Christmas. What happened? It's like, well, you were putting on a show. Yeah. Good deal.
We're winding down, people.
Yeah. So he's saying, here's the deal. It's never a good time to break up. It's never a good time to look at somebody and have to break their hearts.
Get over yourself. Yeah, really? She'll get over it.
It's never a good time to do any of that. So whether the holidays are right before spring vacation, you've got to be honest. Okay. So whenever you realize you want to break up, that's the time.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, why celebrate the holidays together? Why bear the moments of having to look at each other's eyes on Christmas?
This sounds very personal.
And force yourself to tell her loving words.
Is the person that oblivious to the fact that the relationship is not really developing, you know,
yeah,
in a positive
direction? Why buy her a gift that you don't really want to give her? Why make her feel like maybe the relationship has a chance to survive?
Because you're a loser. That's why. This is what I'm saying. Is like when you say that you're going to stay in something, you're in it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're staying with that person through the New Year's, that means you got to do the parties, you got to do the gifts. I'm sorry, or get the hell out of there.
Yeah,
those are your choices.
Right, right.
If you're going to stay in there, you can't act like an asshole.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can't half-ass it.
Yeah. Either get in or get out.
Right. Yeah. Have a good time. Make yourself have a good time and stay there.
And just, you know, get through it till January 2.
Yeah.
Then shake her off.
And they're saying, oh, he says here, it's better that she celebrates the holidays around people who love her. Plus, she can spend the holidays healing and feeling better about things so she can start off the new year with a new mindset.
She might be relieved.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone break up with you? You're like, oh, praise Jesus.
Yeah, right.
I cannot wait to see the back of you.
But it's also...
like, I'm glad I didn't. I thought I was going to have to say something.
Right. So...
You saved me the trouble.
But honestly, you know what? If you've been one of these two-faced people that have been like in a relationship, like, hey, everything's great, and then suddenly, bam, the breakup comes out of nowhere. You know what? Then all her friends or his friends will have to do all the cleanup work and help out. And so you're making all their holidays miserable.
Yeah.
Because
now they have to deal with Jenny.
And her emotions.
And her breakup.
Yeah.
I have to say, now I'm thinking back, either I'm just a cold-hearted person, or I've just never had to, like, have I had to break up with people? Usually we leave town.
Yeah.
Usually when you're younger, it's like you're somewhere for a while and then you're not there.
Yeah.
I've had one dude break up with me. My pride was hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, prompted a very ugly situation for me being like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You
right,
know,
right,
when you're
right.
young, you're like, really? You're breaking up with me?
Yeah. Like,
have you seen you?
Yeah. Right.
Really? You know, you're just this outside pride and arrogance. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't had a situation where someone's been like, I got to let you go. And I'm like, my whole world has fallen apart. I've broken up with people before. And then I'm just like, and see ya.
Right, right, you know? Right.
Exit
so
me.
It depends on the relationship then, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you kind of feel like it's winding down, then go ahead and break up because they'll probably want to get rid of you too.
Yeah. But if it's going to be a shock to them, maybe you want to pick a better, if the person is going to be fragile because of it.
Right. If they're too into you and you've been two-faced along, like,
then you just
meeting
have to
them
be,
on.
Continue being two-faced until January 2.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
And then, yeah, get through the holidays.
This woman here says, on the other side of it, still single? Resolve to wait for the new year, right? She's a relationship guru, and she says, for many adult singles, November is the cutoff. I didn't know this.
Oh, really?
While most hope to meet someone special in time for mistletoe moments, integrating early dating with family gatherings is an added stress most singles would rather forego. So she's saying if you're not with somebody by November, you're going to have to wait until after the holidays.
You can't even hook up?
Because there's too much. If you meet someone during the holidays, you're all of a sudden sucked into their world, and they're sucked into your holiday world of spending time with family and friends, and it may rush things. You may end up spending intimate moments with them. Not intimate sexual, moments with them that are too early for the relationship.
But yeah, if you start dating somebody or meet somebody you like during that time, I think you understand that you're not going to their house for the holidays and you're not taking them to...
They're saying here that sometimes you end up going.
Yeah.
And it puts the relationship in an awkward place. So it says diehard hopefuls and diversion seekers may not be so seasonally sensitive, but they run the risk of getting a premature overload of personal information or being excluded from intimate circles because it's the holiday season. Some harbor hope of gaining a toehold on love, which just sounds awful. Just a tiny little,
you just got to get something.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Just let me look at it for a second.
Look through the window of the glass window standing on the outside of love.
So, but the capacity for a fast flame out makes holiday first dating riskier and more pressure packed than starting relationships at the other time of year. So if your cutoff is November, I'm saying you might not want to pick things up again until after February, because February...
Right, because you got that whole Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day thing. So that's like, if you're a single person, you got like a 3-month break, where it's just casual sex, I guess.
Yeah.
And you got to avoid, you got to be out of here by dawn. Because from November to February 15th, I am locked down.
Yeah, you are the angel of the morning.
Yes.
That's it.
I don't even remember your name. Don't think about mine. Just go. Just go.
It's all hookups.
Yeah.
Hookups and get out of here.
And then she says, too, you don't want to be that the family joke of like, all right, remember that one guy who was here for one meal one time?
Yeah, right.
I love those people. You're looking through pictures and you're like, who the hell was that guy?
What's his name?
Who was fucking this guy? Oh, it was you? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Paul? Whatever. Frank? I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. So, single people, beware.
Yeah, I think if you just start, you don't bring anybody anywhere.
If you're in something, stay in it till Jan 2. If you're not in something by November, by Thanksgiving, stay out until February 15th.
Right.
Be safe.
Be safe.
You're going to need it. Things get hairy out there. It's hard out there. I bet you that Match.com is probably running holiday specials, too.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yep. Get it by New Year's.
Yes, but what about if you really want to show up with somebody at a family function? They hire somebody.
Gay man.
Hire a gay man.
Yeah. You don't have to hire a gay man. You can just bring, because I like the idea of that bringing a gay man, because then people will be like, but does she know he's gay? And you'll be like,
we're in love.
Yeah, you can play it off and make everybody really very, very, very uncomfortable.
Right.
All right, so what do you have?
I have here 10 ways to keep your holiday cool.
Okay. I've never blown my holiday cool, but.
I haven't either, but I have.
I'm looking forward to that one holiday where I just lose it. Swiss cheese, you know, that kind of thing.
What?
I don't know. Anyway,
you're going to yell Swiss cheese?
No, that's what they do before they shoot everybody up. In the
oh, really?
Yes. I'm not just going to yell Swiss cheese as a what would that do as a rally?
I don't know. That's why I was so surprised.
Munster cheese.
All right.
Soft cream cheese spread product because I'm lactose intolerant.
This is 10 ways to keep your holiday cool.
Okay.
First of all, expect things to go wrong.
Yes.
Just start drinking.
You know what? Always. Does it actually say that? Because
no.
If it does,
I added that.
I was going to say, if it says that, this goes in the Hall of Fame for holiday survival guide.
No. It says, turkey may get overcooked. Your kids may hate their Christmas gifts. But
when you're face down in your own puke, you won't know the difference.
Yeah. Just appreciate the season and the time spent with loved ones. Create new memories. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just fuck it.
I'm trying to think of like any great holiday memories I have, and I can say none. I'm not sad about it, but that's like, those aren't my great memories.
Yeah.
You know, like the holidays are not the great memories.
No. Number two, eliminate financial stressors. Well, it's kind of hard to do.
Forget about money. Just work with shells. Wampum.
Just make a budget and stick with it.
Okay. So hard to do. That's like the thing in the holidays where they're always like, you know, drink in moderation.
No.
Please. It's so hard to, everywhere you go. That's the time of the year where people start buying rounds.
Yeah. Just, you know, realize you're going to drink more, you're going to spend more, and you're just going to have to deal
with
it.
That's why I'm doing my pre-holiday cleanse.
Yes.
To get my liver ready.
Yes.
For the work it's about to do.
Let others help. This is a biggie. Ask people to help. But they've got their own shit.
Yeah, they're busy.
They're busy.
Don't ask me to help.
Yeah. Bring a dish. Get out of here. I'm busy.
Yeah.
You're going to have a party and ask me to bring a dish?
Bring a dish in New York is order a dish.
Yeah.
You know, like pick something up along the way. Yeah. I like that about New York, though. If someone was like, hey, can you bring a turkey? You're like, Rastini's.
Right. Focus on one thing at a time. No, you can't.
I can't do that. You're multitasking. This is 2014. I got at least four things I'm thinking about right now while I'm doing this podcast.
That's right.
Are you kidding? And I enjoy this.
Yeah.
I can't focus on it. The other thing is,
don't procrastinate. Get on it a few weeks earlier than you thought.
It's too late now.
Too late. I should have started then a month ago.
I knew people when I was growing up, they would start doing their Christmas shopping in July. And I was like, are you insane? You have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Nothing else to do. Preparing for Christmas.
Preparing for Christmas in July.
Yes, in July. Well, stuff's on sale in July, is what they're saying.
I bought my first Christmas gift, actually.
Already,
yeah. I saw a little a fingerprint dusting kit.
What? What a little coroner in your life. But for the CSI,
yeah.
Not coroner. The crime scene investigation kit, little Tommy.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, figure out who drank that last wine.
My niece and nephew.
Wink, wink.
Get them on.
They're going to be busting people in their own home.
Yeah. But I thought it was cute, so I got it. Number six.
See, what's cute in 2014 is a crime kit.
Yeah. That's in my mind. Yes. I like a crime kit, and I think the little ones would like it, too.
Like a crime, yeah. I'm telling you, they're going to be busting each other. I did not touch that. Hold on. Dust.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we're going to check the files. Looks like your fingerprints are already on file from previous activity in my room.
Take time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I do that.
Make
time to...
Let me know when I can't take time for myself.
Make time to read a book or get a manicure. Small things. But those activities have proven to decrease stress.
I guess I'm the most selfish person on earth because there's never a time in my life where I've been like, you know, I need more time for me. I need less time for me. I need to be getting shit done. Be sitting around getting my nails done, reading a book all the time.
Have time for a manicure even. Like, you always have time for a manicure.
Yes, there's always time for a manicure.
And
if I have time to put my hands in your face, I have time to get a manicure. Right. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to have you look at these things.
Right. Yeah, it's a public service.
Yeah, I'm the one that looks like someone who's trapped underground. I don't get a manicure.
And there's 24-hour manicure there salons
sure
in New York. So there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. If you don't have a manicure, people, come see me.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why.
Trapped underground.
What else do you have?
Maintain healthy routines. Whatever.
No, it's out there. This is okay. Maintain healthy routines throughout the year. When the holidays come, all that shit goes out the window. And then you join a gym or you rejoin your gym January 2.
Right.
And you clog up all the Zumba classes so you flame out mid February. And then the rest of us can enjoy the gym
we've
been doing all year.
Right. Yeah, so it's go to the gym, run and bike and sleep. Eat nutritious foods. Drink water.
No.
And keep up
with
your
social network.
I'm not doing that.
No. The water part only. You know how I feel about water.
Yes.
Would you like some water? Would you like some water? Or would you like a tip? That's my response to anything I don't like. I just ask the question to them.
Do you want it?
Yeah. Would you like a seat? Would you like a seat? That answers the question. I think pretty well.
Number eight, don't try to resolve family conflicts.
No, just stay out.
Let them just stand by.
Yeah. Get a drink.
Get a good seat.
Yes, get a good seat. Get the best seat in the house.
Yeah. Number nine, stay in the moment. This sounds simple, but with so much going on, it can be particularly challenging.
Actors can't do it, and they're trained.
Don't act in the moment. Just observe it. Observe your thoughts, and then let go of them.
Be outside. Be looking in on your own life.
Float away from your body.
Yes. Can I add a 9.5 thing? Is put away the good booze. I've made this mistake before.
Right.
I didn't know about it, but I have, you know, you have different people coming through your house at different times. Put away the good stuff.
Yes.
Because they will see it. If you've hidden it behind everything and thrown like a drape over it, they will see the good scotch and they will consume it.
Like there's
no tomorrow.
I know. You got to hide it good.
Yeah. It's like I'm off to a flame.
Take a break from electronic devices. Why would you do that?
I don't know. You need those to escape.
You need
Are
them.
They talking about the Vibra Alarm clock?
The vibrating alarm clock? Yes. The red rooster, the little rooster?
I feel like this red rooster thing is going to be causing problems in the future, like productivity issues.
If you don't know about this little rooster.
Then you haven't been listening to the episodes in order, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because we have callbacks.
Yeah.
We refer to things.
Yeah, this is a vibrator that you put in your panties.
And it's also, it's mostly an alarm clock. Don't let Katie sell you on the shady aspect of it. Yes, you will have an orgasm, but you will also be on time.
That's right. So that's also might be a good gift for yourself.
It could be. You know what? That actually might be number 11.
Get
the rooster alarm clock is how you help keep your cool. Wink, wink. During the holidays. Wink. It's a little cop you wear in your underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a little rooster.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, this is a break from electronic devices.
I don't know. That's a hard one to do. You know, I've separated myself from Facebook, and it took me 2 weeks to get over it.
Really?
Yeah, now I've been gone now for a couple weeks.
But you look like you're still there because you have it hooked up to your Twitter
account.
Exactly.
It looks like I'm still there.
But then everyone's like wants to talk to you, but then you're not answering.
They can't. Yeah. I wish I could do that at my job where it looks like I'm there. But I'm not, and people can interact with me.
Yeah.
I've checked the page one time, and people had a little conversation on there. I'm not even there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm going to talk to you on Facebook and be like, why aren't you answering? Why aren't you answering?
There's always one. There's always one. They want to tweet. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. I don't know. You shouldn't take a break from electronic devices. I think you should just
keep it rolling. Here's the thing. The thing you have to remember about the holidays is they're awful.
Yeah.
Nobody, they're supposed to be this great time where you can get together with family and friends and enjoy yourself. And apparently, according to all our internet research, it's turning just to a big shitstorm.
Yeah.
Where no one has time for themselves. People are broke as hell. They're trying to bend them over backwards, tie themselves into knots to, like, accommodate everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm saying that if you can't get drunk, which is a shame, during the holidays and just keep that rolling, you got to find something to keep yourself sane. Yeah. I say leave town.
That's a good
thing. Put up a note. People come up, where the fuck is Kathy? What was
like
this thing?
She's gone for the holidays.
Jamaica.
What?
What? A lot of people do get out of town.
Yeah.
I like the idea. My family is not like this, but I always envy those families that would go on the big vacations and be like, the whole family's going to Aruba.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
that sounds
something.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's without the family. Just go to Aruba.
Well, these are families that I think actually liked each other.
Oh.
So that was also a part of the envy.
Yeah, right.
I'm
right.
Like, they're enjoying themselves together.
They actually
as
like
a family.
Each other's company?
They like each other so much that they're willing to go away together.
Wow.
To another place. Who knew? I'm like, I'm ready to leave about here now.
Yeah. Kardashians do that.
They leave.
Together.
I wish they would leave. I don't know anything about them. Apparently, they have 9 TV shows.
Yeah, something.
And they struggle with weight and image issues. I don't know.
I resent myself for bringing them up.
I do.
I do. I'm angry. I'm
don't,
person. I can control what I say.
I don't know anything about them. I actually was. I'm so out of it now that I was looking at the cover of some magazines. I didn't recognize a single. They were like, so-and-so hates so-and-so. I'm like, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Holiday traditions we can rethink.
Okay.
Let's get rid of a few things, or at least rethink them.
Yeah.
First of all, the annual Christmas bash.
What?
You know.
Whenever I hear bash, I just think it's like punching someone in the face.
Maybe we should just do that.
Yeah.
Take Christmas
punch
out of it. Just bash people.
Just one person.
No, you have like, some people have this big Christmas open house where they have a big party and they put out a bunch of food and say from hours, you know, X till X.
Come on by.
Yeah, come on by.
Ooh, I know we're saying we should rethink that, but I like the idea of just getting drunk at my house and receiving people.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with mimosas and then we'll do Bloody Mary. Like, you know,
every hour.
Yeah, every hour
I'll
change up the drink. And you can come, like, you know, if you wait till like 8 or 9 o'clock, it's going to be scotch on the rocks. That's when the real party gets going.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
That's how I would do this open house. Like, I like this idea.
Yeah.
Come, don't come.
Yeah, right. That's they're saying instead of that, go out for dinner and split the check with everyone. So
I'm only serving booze.
Yeah, so the idea is somebody else is going to do the cleanup with the food and prep the food. I say, you just put out cheese balls and then drinks.
Yeah, cheese log even. Wrapped in that
rolled
weird
in nuts.
Nut
yeah.
meat mix. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It is?
I've
never had it. We should give it to people as gifts, so we would never eat it.
Oh, I'd eat it.
Pepper Farms.
Yeah. another thing to rethink, the competitive light display. I don't like hanging lights, so it's not
an issue. I don't mind if other people compete with it.
Yeah. I like looking at them. I like walking around. There's a neighborhood in my hometown that does a nice job. And everyone walks over there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Last minute stockings. Stocking stuffers are a cute idea, but who really cares? I love stocking
stuffers. I love stocking stuffers. That's the first thing I open.
Those are the best
things.
I think, like, I don't do the Secret Santas with my family.
You do stocking stuffers?
Well, I opt out. They all do Secret Santa. I'm just like, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do stocking stuffers. I'll put a little $5 gift in everybody's stocking. It's fun.
Or Mikey's at $5.
It might just be a $5.
Yeah, might be $5.
It might be lip balm. You know, they're saying, here, let's rethink it and don't do it. And I say, do it.
Do it. Do it your own way.
No. Rethink Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
We already.
Black Friday, I think that this year it's not going to be as explosive because they've already started it. Yeah. In the past, we've had riots, there's been tramplings.
Okay.
But I think this year it's going to be on the low.
Yeah. I don't think it's a problem. Here's the family portrait Christmas card. Rethink that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Rethink it and then just don't do it at all.
Skip the hassle of scheduling a photographer, buying matching red and white outfits.
Oh my God.
Ordering the prints, you know. Cards are a meaningful gesture, but don't make them more difficult or more expensive than they have to be.
You know what? Christmas cards make me wish that there was like a shredder right next to my mailbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like Christmas cards. I like receiving them. I like giving them out.
Unless it's from someone I like, and there's only like 4 people who fit into that category. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, phew.
Oh, no, I'd like recycle. Receiving them. I'm like, oh, look at what's going on with this one.
I like to recycle them.
I like to, I'd like to assign meaning to their expressions that probably doesn't even exist. I like putting a whole backstory to the whole day.
And what was going on?
Yeah.
Who farted? That's it. That's what I want to know. And on that note, hey, you know it. I don't know. I had something monumental to say. Oh, we want to wish everybody good luck.
With his holidays.
His holidays.
You can survive it.
You can survive it. We can survive it. And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
And send us a card at gmail.com. I'd like it.
Yeah, an email is fine. I'll still recycle it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows. And yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.
And then you lose your turn, you can't...
I feel like...
Put it off on somebody.
When in the 80s, when we were doing Secret Santa, everyone always gave a vibrator. Do you remember? It's like late 80s, 90s, like a sharper image.
Oh, right,
these things, like everywhere you went, they were like...
Oh, back massagers.
Back massagers. And I just remember one Secret Santa, there were like 12 of us. I think 7 of the gifts were these vibrators.
Yeah, I think that should just be the...
That should be it.
That you should have Secret Santa, but all you can do is buy a vibrator.
Oh, and just
whatever
kind.
All different ones.
Different vibrators.
And then see what everybody...
And then you wrap it in the shape of the vibrator. And just put it on the table.
Yeah.
I love it.
So take it out of the box and just...
You put it on.
Yeah.
You put those on the table, and whoever it runs towards gets it.